Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show. We're glad you're with us. It's a Thursday morning, and we are covering a lot of stuff this morning. Breaking news, a deadly shooting of a couple of members of the Israeli embassy in Washington, D.C. That happened late last night, and they've got a suspect. They arrested him on the scene. He was screaming Free Palestine as he's seen being taken into custody by security officials there in D.C. So we're following that story and learning more about who the victims are this morning. We've got Shannon Bream coming up from Fox News. Of course, she's there in D.C., so we're going to get the latest from her on what's going on with that in just a few minutes. And then about 2 hours ago, roughly, we helped break the news here with Congressman Eric Burleson that the House has passed the reconciliation bill. And what that means for, the economy and tax cuts and all of that. We've been trying to cover that for the last hour in the background of everything else that's going on. So that's what we're doing this morning. I'm Mark. That's Kim St. Ange. Ethan Bright over there across the board from us. And we will get to Sue Thomas here with the catch up on traffic before long. Looks like a gorgeous start to the day. A little windy again today. But we need to enjoy this while it lasts, because I'm seeing some rain on the forecast for the holiday weekend, and that kind of stinks.
Can we just stop with the rain?
Yeah, no kidding.
I mean, really?
We're mostly done.
No, don't say that, because just when you say that, you're going to bring more rain on.
No, I just mean we're done with it.
Oh, yeah, we're done with the rain. Yes, I agree with that wholeheartedly.
I wish I could order it done and some nice... If we could just keep the temperature like it was yesterday, like what, early, low 70s? Yeah, that'd be perfect. Of course, then our housing prices would go up, because it would be like San Diego weather. So,
wouldn't they say if you get a job in Colorado that they pay less because they pay you in sunshine?
Oh, same with Florida.
But is that truth to that?
It was true.
So you're saying salaries are typically lower in those states?
Well, this is an example from 30 years ago, but I was working as a reporter in Dayton, Ohio, and I got a job offer from a news director in Mobile, Alabama, mm-hmm. Right down there on the Pensacola Mobile, right there on the Gulf. And it was for the exact same pay that I was making at the job I was in. And I'm like, but I got moving expenses. This isn't really a pay raise. He goes, well, there's no state income tax in Florida, and you also get paid in sunshine. You're also living in...
Okay, so it's a line they use.
You can go to the beach, and I'm like,
wow.
Yeah, that doesn't pay the bills. That doesn't put money in the bank for
can
me,
I
pal. I'm sorry.
Sand for my grocery bill?
No,
like, how does that work?
No way. Not a chance. So I actually turned down an opportunity to work in Florida all those years ago. Anyway. All right, let's get to our top stories right now, Ethan, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
We're not rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic tonight. We're putting coal in the boiler and setting a course for the iceberg. If something is beautiful, you don't do it after midnight.
Yeah, that was Thomas Massie, one of the sole Republican The second Republican vote against, there was a guy from Ohio that also voted against this bill. It passed by one vote early this morning in the U.S. House.
When you convince yourself that the enemy, if you're a Democrat, the enemy is Donald Trump, if you convince yourself that the enemy is an existential threat, you can justify almost anything.
Jake Tapper still out talking about his book and telling how he believes in why the people surrounding Joe Biden in the White House and the media covering him chose to go along with the lie and the cover-up because they were so scared of a Donald Trump presidency.
They're giving the United States Air Force a jet, okay? And it's a great thing. It's NBC trying to get off the subject of what you just saw. You are a real, you're a terrible reporter.
Yeah, President Trump with Peter Alexander yesterday of NBC, who in the middle of his confrontation with the South African president over the genocide and the killing of white farmers in South Africa, this joker decides to ask a question about the jet from Qatar. Seriously.
FEMA has a threshold. We don't know what that formula is. But you have to hit a certain threshold for the state and then for individual counties to qualify for a federal disaster declaration.
Yeah, that's the spokesman for the State Emergency Management Agency, and it's a voice that brings back memories for me because his name is Mike O'Connell. He used to be the reporter at Channel 4 with me when I first started back there in 93. Mike and I worked together for many years at Channel 4. And I saw him again recently a couple years ago. But anyway, he's in town doing exactly what people have been so critical of, and that for some reason there is a belief that, the minute a disaster strikes, like the tornado that went through downtown, that automatically the hand of big government reaches out and taps you on the shoulder and the flow of money begins. But in reality, as we talked to Senator Josh Hawley about this earlier, that's not how the system works, and he's very critical of FEMA. So you've got people saying, well, you shouldn't cut FEMA because this is why we need them in cases like this, and nobody in Washington doesn't think you need emergency aid. That's not it at all. They just said that FEMA is so wrapped up in its own technical details of how they do things that they lose the bigger picture sometimes. So he's frustrated, Senator Hawley, that is, that the response isn't more rapid from FEMA. But as you'll hear from Mike O'Connell, there are certain guidelines they have to follow before they can turn on the spigot for all that federal funding to roll into town. Listen to this bite yesterday. I believe this was Channel 2? Interviewed Mike O'Connell when he was downtown. Go to Cut 7.
The reason that we do this is so that when we make the request as the state for a federal disaster declaration, we're all in agreement. We know how much damage there is.
With this agreement, they're hoping to expedite the process for getting federal assistance.
FEMA has a threshold. We don't know what that formula is, but you have to hit a certain threshold for the state and then for individual counties to qualify for a federal disaster declaration.
But on Monday, Governor Kehoe submitted an emergency declaration to the federal government, so some funds may come sooner.
So the idea is to try to get an infusion of federal money into the state to start the assistance process even faster.
It makes sense that FEMA would have to essentially come in person and look at the scope of the damage and then determine if it warrants having this disaster declaration, which would then, of course, bring in federal funding. Totally get that. What I did not realize is how long it can take. I think it was Fox 2 that did some digging and they found that the average time from when a disaster strikes to when federal funding, when it's approved, and I guess federal funding starts coming in, is around 67 days. Well, right. Keep in mind, we had the tornado that hit, when was it, March? We had another one that was not to this same degree that we just had hit, on Friday. But still, it did do some damage to my knowledge. And we have not received anything from that. And maybe that wouldn't fall on, maybe it wouldn't qualify
right.
But this certainly would. $1.6 billion in damage, 5,000 structures damaged.
Do you remember how much grief George W. Bush took when Katrina hit? Now, you were pretty young then, I know. But of course, they pre-staged trailers and all of that to take into New Orleans afterwards. And Bush was still highly criticized for the FEMA response time. when you know there's a tornado coming, you can, you know, it's going to hit whatever that threshold is to trigger federal aid, and they can pre-stage and be ready to rush into an area after it happens. You can't predict a tornado. So they're doing what they can. They're going to get the aid. I'm convinced of that. But the people already attacking the administration for not getting it here sooner, I think maybe they're a little over their skis there, to be honest. All right, coming up, we're going to get to Shannon Bream, host of Fox News Sunday, and her take on this horrific shooting last night in Washington, D.C., outside of a D.C. museum. Two Israeli diplomats are dead this morning. The suspect screaming "Free Palestine" as they took him away in handcuffs. We're going to get to all that and more coming up.
I know is that the horrific incident is going to frighten a lot of people in our city and in our country. And I want to be clear that we will not tolerate this violence or hate in our city. We will not tolerate any acts of terrorism, and we're going to stand together as a community in the coming days and weeks to send the clear message that we will not tolerate anti-Semitism.
All right. That's, I believe, Mayor Bowser there in D.C. talking about what's going on with this shooting of two Israeli diplomats. Let's get to Shannon, please.
There's only one Shannon.
Shannon Bream, host of Fox News Sunday. All right, Shannon, glad we've got you with us this morning so we can maybe find out what you've learned on this horrible shooting overnight. Obviously, anti-Semitic. The guy was screaming "Free Palestine," right?
Yeah, and what's so shocking about this, we've talked to some witnesses this morning on Fox News who were at the event or in the area, and one of them told a story of hearing some gunshots. There's a lot of chaos. They see apparently this man who's the suspect looking like he was in shock or coming in, and people were attending to him and getting him water and kind of looking out for him. Then the police show up. He confesses to the whole thing. That's according to one of the witness accounts this morning. So to think that this is a man who came to terrorize and harm, allegedly the suspect as we now know him, and that the very people he was there to harm were the people who were caring for him, it sounds like, in the moments after this shooting. So it's just beyond tragic and heartbreaking and just shocking.
Have you heard any?
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Any details about security outside that event? Because there have been a lot of threats and anti-Semitic threats. So I would think that they would have ramped it up. And then I heard also that this guy was seen pacing around the outside of the building before the shooting.
Yeah, I don't know about the specific event, but I would imagine that as in many places around the country and around the world, we have, you know, Holocaust Museum here, we have Jewish centers that very much are aware of the threats and do have elevated security. I don't know about that event last night. But you feel like in, you know, D.C., like any metropolitan city, people are out and about in the evenings, and you feel relatively safe. There are parts of town, just like any big city, that you don't go to certain times of day. But this is not an area I would have considered that. I mean, I was coming back from New York last night and getting off at a train at Union Station, which is just a few blocks from this, and Fox is right in that area, too. So we had gotten word that there had been a shooting. Security was coming over to meet us to escort us back to the Bureau from the train. And, you know, we saw the cars, cop cars everywhere, and the enormous response. And only within, you know, 30, 40 minutes, we found out what had happened there. But it's in a main part of downtown D.C. that a lot of people would be in the evenings and not be especially concerned.
Yeah, this happened pretty late at night. I had a friend who was in D.C. yesterday with Congressman Bob Onder and was kind of following the whole Budget Reconciliation Act debate. And he said they left the Capitol about 12:30 and they were only a couple of blocks from where that shooting happened. So it's all pretty close.
Yeah, all of that is in very close proximity. So you're right. It's not every night that you have all of the lawmakers up there on Capitol Hill sort of burning the midnight oil. But this was an evening when you would have a lot of people in that area, staffers and members and just, you know, all the folks who were involved when you've got an overnight session going on like that. So it was a busy night in that area.
Shannon, let's talk about the other big news that broke, I think, about 6 a.m. your time, I would guess, or 7 when they passed that bill by one vote this morning. And I've already listened to Thomas Massie railing against it. He was one of two Republicans that said no. And now what are you thinking is going to happen in the Senate?
Well, they've got some real headwinds over there. You've got a number of senators speaking out saying it doesn't nearly do enough to cut spending. Senator Ron Johnson said just days ago he called it the Titanic. Like, I think this thing's coming over here and going to sink. Now, you know, there are tweaks every day, every hour of the day. So what he's getting now is a few days further down the process. But he said, listen, we've got a number of senators who believe that we should go back to pre-pandemic spending levels where everything got elevated, trying to keep the economy and trying to keep the country going. But he, you know, expressed real skepticism that he and a handful of others are going to be willing to vote for it as it stands. So it will go through changes. And then the question is, all of this wheeling dealing that was done on the House side, does some of that get undone? And does it get a final vote from the House after modified?
My understanding is that this bill also defunds Planned Parenthood, which I view as a big win. My question would be, legally speaking, would Planned Parenthood have any grounds to sue? Or because it's in a bill that Congress passed, assuming that the Senate does, what's done is done?
I would be surprised if they didn't mount some kind of legal challenge. I'm not sure exactly which grounds they would go after, but keep in mind that there's a case pending at the Supreme Court right now, which in some ways touches on that question, in that South Carolina decided they didn't want to let federal money and Medicaid money to fund go to any of the clinics in South Carolina that performed abortions. They said, you know, if you're going to use Medicaid, you got to use a clinic that's like, you know, a family health clinic. It's not performing abortions. So I'll be interested to see what the Supreme Court has to say and if any of that then turns out to be applicable to what they just passed last night.
Yeah. Shannon Bream, our guest. I know you always are over there covering the Supreme Court. I see where the Trump administration's now asking the court to shield DOJ when it releases records, right?
Yes. So So it's hard to keep track because there are literally dozens of cases that are pending at the Supreme Court on an emergency basis. But yeah, one of the latest filings has to do with a group that's suing for Doge records. They want to know more about what it was doing, the people who were doing it. And so the Doge organization has gone to the Supreme Court after, you know, a number of other issues at the lower court levels to say, you know, we want protection against forcing this information out when we're trying to do something that is, you know, a legal government entity and doing work that they say is, and they argue is transparent. We're putting this out. You can see what we're doing. But this group, which leans to the left, wants more information. So it's yet another thing for the justices to decide whether they're going to get involved with.
Very good. Shannon, we'll be watching on Sunday morning. Thank you so much.
I'll see you then. Have a great weekend.
You too. Shannon Bream. Fox News Sunday there. All right. Coming up, our buddy Griff Jenkins. Where in the world is Griff this morning? I don't even know. We'll get to him coming up.
We're not rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic tonight. We're putting coal in the boiler and setting a course for the iceberg. If something is beautiful, you don't do it after midnight.
In Kyiv, Ukraine, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. Along the southern border, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. At the White House, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. In St. Louis, Griff Jenkins, Fox News.
Tell me where in the world is
Griff Jenkins.
Good morning.
Good morning. Not much to talk about today, Griff. I didn't even know where to start up there in D.C.
No news yet again. Another day, another week with no news. Listen, I've actually just been doing a package for all of the Fox affiliates about the news coming out of our capital here. In the toughest challenge I'm having, you can appreciate this as a broadcaster, Mark, is where does the emphasis, what word gets the emphasis, right? So my opening line is House Republicans passed the president's big, beautiful bill. Is it big, beautiful bill, or is it the president's big, beautiful bill? Nonetheless, you get the point. Perhaps the president wants all of the words big, beautiful bill. So I'll have to sort that out. Nonetheless, it was a razor-thin nail-biter. The House actually is now gone. If you want to see what the jailbreak is like, that's what they call it here. All the members of the House have taken the rest of the week off. They are at Reagan National Airport, I presume now, boarding planes everywhere.
Well, that would really get a lot of these lawmakers to pass bills. If you force them to stay overnight and pull maybe the first all-nighter since college, they might be more willing to work together just because of sleep deprivation and the fact that they want to go home.
Exactly. I was listening to South Carolina Congressman Ralph Norman, who had been among the holdout crew, and he was talking to the cameras afterwards saying, we just couldn't hold out any longer. And I think he kind of, you know, showed his hand a little bit. He couldn't stay up any longer. He literally couldn't hold out because they wanted to get out of there and go to bed.
Yep.
Yeah, some of those guys are getting a little long in the tooth. You should probably call it, according to Thomas Massie, the big beautiful bill, because he said it's a debt buster and they had to raise the debt limit and that's why he voted against it and he didn't understand anybody that could vote for it. And I don't know. I mean, I don't know where it goes in the Senate. Now, I had Shannon on just before you talking about what they're going to do with this over in the Senate, because Ron Johnson and some other folks are planning some pretty major changes to this.
Well, you know, I mean, look, Republicans want to use a special budget process. That's kind of the easiest way to you know, say it, to get around the possible Democrat filibuster, meaning passing by a simple majority. And so, you know, perhaps in the thinking in the Senate is the same in the House, which is, okay, let's find out who's going to have a problem, but all we got to do is get to that narrow majority. But again, it's not an easy process. It's not a pretty process, but hopefully John Thune will be able to tap some of Speaker Johnson's magic. Man, Speaker Johnson, I was listening to Congresswoman Virginia Fox that was saying, you know, she's probably going to nominate Johnson now for sainthood because of all the miracles he's pulled out in Washington. And it's true. And, you know, I would say this is just sort of my observation, that there is now significant pressure on any Senate Republican holdouts because you're now talking about standing in the way. I mean, look, presidents and their legacies are known not for the executive orders they did. And make no mistake, this president has done a lot with executive orders. Too many to even lay out here in the few minutes. But ultimately, this is legislation. This is actual stuff that impacts even beyond a president's four-year term. And extending the tax cuts, the no tax on tips, no tax on overtime, these are real binding things that affect Americans, not only in St. Louis, but from sea to shining sea. And so at this point, there's, I think, a lot of added pressure on any Republican Senate holdout to say, do I really want to be the guy that stood in the way of what would go down as a historical piece of legislation?
Yeah, it's a great point. Talking to Griff Jenkins from Fox News, you know, I did mention this to Shannon as well, but she said she got back from New York City late last night there to Union Station, and they could hear the sirens, and Fox sent over some extra security to escort them back to the bureau. This shooting at the embassy there of the Israeli diplomats, did that happen geographically not very far from your office?
It sure did. And you've been here, Mark.
Yes.
You know this sort of area. It's on 3rd Street. I drove past that scene coming in this morning. It's probably three blocks, more than three blocks from our offices here. And also because we're right next to the Capitol. Just blocks from the Capitol. Mm-hmm. And just, you know, a few blocks down from the FBI headquarters. And, you know, It's one of those moments where you've got to take stock in the environment we live in today, because as Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, I think, said it right, we're witnessing the dire consequences, the worst consequences of anti-Semitism, and that anti-Semitism and hate simply cannot become normalized. And by all accounts, this was just a beautiful couple about to get married, heartbreaking, devastating. And this guy, who had no criminal record, clearly driven by his Jew hatred, anti-Semitism. And of course, we've all seen the video of him screaming "Free, free Palestine" as he's getting dragged away. And it should really send a chill down the spine of everybody, particularly if you are someone that believes that Israel is doing something wrong and that you are feel passionate about defending, you know, the right for Palestinians to get that aid in there.
Right.
And those sorts of things. You've got to take stock and say, hold on, am I part of something that led to this? And you know, the campus chaos that we've seen certainly is a part of this. And you know, as an adult, you look at, you know, at our age, we are the generation that lives in the time, in the moment. And, you know, you have to say, wait, am I doing enough when I see these things to speak out against it or not? Because this just cannot be tolerated.
It cannot. Griff, by the way, hats off to you filling in for Brian Kilmeade yesterday. You did a fantastic job. Are you doing that again today?
Hey, thanks. That was so much fun getting in to fill those shoes. And anytime I'm in a radio studio on with you guys or in Brian's studio, it's just such an honor, because I'll always be at the core. My roots are in talk radio, and I had a lot of fun doing it. And I'm not doing it today.
No,
that was just a one-time day they needed me, but I was happy to do it. And I greatly appreciate kind words coming from you. There aren't any better accolades I can get today.
Well, you have a great time, my friend. We'll catch up with you next week. Thank you.
Hey, thanks, guys. And a quick promo, I'll be at the Indy 500 doing Fox and Friends this weekend. It's the greatest spectacle in racing. Check it out.
We'll be watching. Thanks, Griff. Griff Jenkins there, live up in D.C. this morning. All right, there is an event coming up that is becoming a yearly event. I think this is the fourth. Maybe I'm wrong about that. I think it's the fourth yearly Bourbon and Brews event that's coming up out in Cottleville in just a couple of weeks. We're going to get the folks in here from the St. Louis Bourbon Society that help organize all that, and we'll talk to them about what it is, where it is, how you can get tickets right after the break. Stay tuned. All right, perfect bump music there. Ethan, thank you for that, because there's a big event, and it's always a fantastic time. I've been out there myself the last couple of years, and that is the Bourbon and Brews Festival that's going to be taking taking place in Frankie Martin's Garden coming up Saturday, June 7th. Over 400 bourbons, whiskeys, craft beer. There's a little something for everybody out there, and your food trucks are going to be there. It's going to be fantastic. We got our guests in the studio this morning, Drew Chostner and James Thomas from the St. Louis Bourbon Society, and my friend Brian Snyder in here from Lit Cigar Lounge. Guys, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, great. How are you?
Thanks for having us, Mark.
It's great having you in here. And this last year, I remember going, I got to get there early and get in line with some of the people that were getting, that got the early tickets to get in. Wow. I mean, what an event this has grown into. Is this the fourth year?
Yeah, this will be the fourth year we're doing this one.
Yeah. What kind of crowd did you have last year? Were you able to put a number on it?
Yeah, I think last year, about 2,500, 2,600.
Wow.
All together. Yeah.
It's just fantastic. The weather was perfect last year. We'll pray for some dry weather for you again this year.
Anything less than 100 degrees. 100 degrees, I think, is what it was the first year. 102,
yeah.
Maybe. Woo. That was a little brutal, but
People are willing to stand outside, though, for that if they get to taste good drinks, you know?
That's true.
I think they are. Brian Snyder in studio with us from Lit Cigar Lounge, one of the sponsors and of course, the featured cigar vendor out there this year. How are you, Brian?
I'm excellent. How are you?
I always appreciate you, my friend, because every year when I do my raffle in the fall, you always contribute a nice package and a nice box of cigars, and thank you for that.
We're happy to do it, and nothing goes better with bourbon and whiskey than fine cigars, right?
Boy, it's very true. If you haven't been out to Lit Cigar Lounge in the Chesterfield Valley, you need to check that one out, too, because they're outstanding, for sure. Let's talk about some of the people contributing to this year, Drew. Who are some of your sponsors? I know you brought in a little sample for me here, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, we got several sponsors, and we brought a little something from each one. Maker's Mark is what's in our glass right now. And then Ben Holiday, Bearwood Spirits, Old Dominic, Penelope, Yellowstone, Red Ox, and of course, Brian from Lit Cigar is one of our sponsors.
Nice. So when you just kind of maybe James set this up for people who haven't been out there before. If you've never been to Frankie Martin's Garden, I'm sure there may be some people that haven't. It's a lot like 9 Mile down there in the South. They've got that great sort of AstroTurf area where people can hang out, and it's just a perfect area for the food trucks, and everything's all spread out.
Yeah, it really is a perfect venue.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Venue because you know, you don't have to walk very far and you can pretty much run into bourbon everywhere. I think Frankie Martin Garden is what, a little over 3 acres in size, and it's a wonderful thing because you can bounce. We have about what 9 pavilions I think where we have different vendors set up. They can go right from there right to the beer, also to the beer hall that they have set up there, and then right over the food trucks and get something to eat as well. So it's a really, really nice setup for sure.
Well, yeah, it was great. I remember being there last year, saw my friends from Old Dominic who I was talking about just a little bit earlier. It's a great opportunity if you're a bourbon fan. Of course I like craft beer as well, but I'm a bigger bourbon fan, to get to sample maybe some of their new products that you may or may not find a lot on the shelves here locally, right?
Yeah, everybody's bringing some new items for people to try. And, of course, they have their core products with them too, but they're always putting out new special editions or special releases, and they'll have them there to try. So there will be, like you said, over 400 different things to try. And if you're going as a VIP – they'll actually have a VIP bottle at every single vendor table too for that first early entry hour.
Good. So what are the tickets looking like? Like are there VIP tickets left at this point?
Yeah, there's still some VIP tickets left. Of course, there's GA, VIP, and there's a VIP Whiskey House, which is sponsored by Maker's Mark. And that one's a little bit unique. You get your own, private building,
air conditioned. I noticed last year.
That's the selling point.
Indoor
right
bathroom, air conditioned bathroom. Yeah. Some nice cocktails in there too. But yeah, there's still plenty of tickets left.
Is there a VIP cigar tent there, Brian?
Well, every cigar with us is VIP, Mark. You know that.
I love that. Where can people go before we run out of time here? What's the best place for people to go to get their tickets for June 7th?
You can go to bourbonandbrewsstlouis.com and you can pick up your tickets there.
Bourbon and Brews, yeah, get them before they sell out. It's a fantastic time. Over 400 beers, bourbons, whiskeys, seltzers, cocktails for you to try out there at Frankie Martin's Garden. Gentlemen, thank you for being here this morning. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for having us this morning.
Absolutely. We're going to record an episode of the MASH podcast coming up, and you can hear this in a little longer version here in just a few minutes. How about that? We'll get that posted up for you before the end of the week for sure. All right, that's going to do it for us. Brian Kilmeade show is coming in. He'll have the latest out of D.C. on the reconciliation bill. And, of course, Annie and Mark in later today. We'll see you back here Friday morning at 5 a.m. Have a great day.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.